Live from the KSRM studios on KB Road, KSRM 920 AM and 92.5 FM presents Decision 2023. Tonight we feature the candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly District 5, Sterling. In studio are candidates Bill Elam and Nissa Savage. During tonight's forum, you'll hear their opinions on the issues that matter to you. And now, here's your host for tonight's forum on KSRM, Nick Sorrell.
Good evening. Welcome to all of our listeners, and thank you for joining us for KSRM's 2023 Candidate Forum Series. Tonight is the first installment in an eight-part series, which will feature two forums per night at the 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock hours. Later this evening at 5 o'clock, we'll welcome Borough Assembly candidates for District 3, Peter Ribbons and Adam Bertoldo. For now, however, I'd like to welcome District 5 candidates Bill Elam and Nissa Savage. Mr. Elam, please take a minute to just introduce yourself to the listeners.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for coming out and for the opportunity to come out and speak. I am the sitting assembly member for the Sterling and Funny River area. Been on the assembly now for 3 years and really look forward to the opportunity to be able to serve the community again for another 3 years.
Thank you, Mr. Elam. Ms. Savage, same thing to you. Go ahead, take a second, a moment to introduce yourself and share a little bit about your history on the peninsula.
Yeah, hi, thanks for having me. I'm Nissa Savage, and I came to the peninsula on the ferries, actually. And let's see, I started sailing in 2011 with the Alaska State Ferries, and that's where I met my husband. He was already living in Sterling and became, you know, I stopped shipping out when we had our first child about 6 years ago. But I've been in Sterling since about 2012, and really love it here and can't wait to see if I can be of service to our community.
Thank you very much, Ms. Savage. So as far as the rules for the forum go, each candidate will be asked a question by the moderator, that would be me, and they will have 60 seconds to respond. If any portion of a candidate's response is specifically directed at their opponent, the opponent would then have 30 seconds to respond, and then the first candidate would have 30 seconds to provide a final thought on their opponent's response. In the event that no portion of an answer is directed at an opponent, we would simply move on to the next question. So with a few minutes remaining in our hour, we'll end the forum by giving each of you as candidates 60 seconds to provide closing remarks. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. So we're going to jump right into it. Mr. Elam, we'll start with you. The first question for you tonight is, what made you decide to seek re-election for Borough Assembly?
Thank you. You know, actually, the last few years have been kind of a challenging time to get into municipal government, and I really wanted to be able to focus on some of the actual work that I really wanted to work on. Didn't feel like everything was quite done, and so I've been working with various groups, particularly around some of the stuff with education and the funding, and so we've got some pretty big bonds and some bond debt that is out there, same with CES, and I'd like to be able to help have a good, strong conservative voice at the table whenever it comes time to have these $65 million conversations.
Yeah, definitely. Those are very important conversations to have. Ms. Savage, same question to you, except not re-election, but what made you decide to run for the Borough Assembly?
Yeah, I echo that, what Bill says, and I think that, you know, the school budget is really what brings me here, and understanding that while a conservative voice is appropriate for Sterling, I think that hearing a, you know, wider sort of interpretation of what our constituency really needs and understanding really well how our budget affects us is really what brings us here. I'm a CPA and budgets are my thing.
All right. That definitely makes sense. Okay, so next question, and we'll start with you, Ms. Savage. How do you feel your past jobs, your education, and previous community service have prepared you for this seat on the assembly?
I honestly feel like Bill mentioned in a prior interview that being in the new to the assembly is a bit of a It's a hard job, right? I don't know that saying I'm prepared is appropriate, but I have knowledge of finances and government finances. I have training. I have a master's of science in accounting. I think that what I bring to the table is really deep experience in helping my clients succeed financially, and I can understand really what's important with where the money goes, where it comes from, and how that all works. It's not foreign to me. It's all day, every day. So I think that's really what I bring.
Absolutely. That's great. Thank you for sharing. Mr. Elam, same thing to you. So as far as past jobs that you've had, education that you bring to the seat, and previous community services like the current seat that you're on, how has that prepared you for continuing on as the assembly seat for Sterling?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. In the last 3 years, I've had a lot of opportunities just in this particular seat that I hold. The Sterling area, Sterling Funny River and Kay Beach, we have a ton of services that we provide here. And so I've been on the redistricting board. I've been the liaison to the school district. I've been the CES board for the last, you know, better part of 9-10 years. I've been working down at the hospital here that's borough owned facility. And so it's a private ink company, but we can get into those nuances later. But I've just been incredibly involved with everything here in the community. So our church hosts a food feed the community on 4th of July. And so we do a ton of stuff. My kids, I've got 3 boys, 9, 8, and 4, just right here in the middle of the community. And then my family has been here since the mid 60s. And so it's just been great. And so I got deep roots and I want to keep going here.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing. All right. So Mr. Elam, we'll continue on with you for our next question. And that is, what have you done on the assembly that you believe has had the most positive impact on the Kenai Peninsula? And why do you believe that that has been such a positive impact?
You know, one of the things that I've done that I really am kind of proud of, it kind of makes me feel like something that I do is it's the little things, right? You know, so I was driving through the community, found a lady who was pumping water out of her yard and putting it out across the street. And was able to make a phone call down the roads director. Hey, can we take a look to see if there's a culvert that could be put in here? This really looks like a premium spot for that. And that's exactly what happened. And so like a week later, she had the best yard in the neighborhood, you know. and so it's those little things that I think are really helpful. And so then over the last, you know, 3 years, you know, we went through all the stuff with COVID. We were able to get our kids back in school. They were out whenever I got in. And so I worked closely with the school district, came up with solutions to help get kids in and make sure that we were able to do that. And we've been able to fund not only get the kids in, but we were able to fund at the cap every year. So, you know, again, you know, I'm a strong conservative, you know, stance on budgeting and everything. But also at the same time, I'm a big supporter of education. My kids go to these schools and I want to see the best for all of our families. And so I think those are some of the best things. So just being present, being available. That's my thing.
Thank you very much for sharing. Ms. Savage, so obviously not going to be the exact same question, but a version of that question is, what is something you have done in the community that you believe has had the greatest positive impact on the Kenai Peninsula and why? So not necessarily as an assembly member, because you're not coming in as an incumbent, but as just a public servant in various ways, what do you think you've done as a community member that's had that greatest positive impact?
Well, I really can't talk about that. I'm a CPA, and so really when my genuine answer to that is kind of off limits, right? I service a lot of our neighbors and the businesses here, and the skills that I, you know, bring to them, help them, you know, get those grants that they need when their businesses are suffering, or get a loan from the bank when they are trying to expand. So I think, you know, on top of that, I did, when I ran a business back in 2015, we always volunteered at the food bank every Tuesday. Provided paid staff and sent them there to do that. So it's always been a passion of mine to be involved. I haven't had a formal role like Bill does.
I understand. Thank you for sharing, though. I appreciate that. Okay, we have a couple minutes before we cut away to our break, so we'll try and get one, maybe two more questions in, at least one. But this is one I really wanted to ask you because I believe it's very important that folks who are elected have a solid understanding in their own mind of how to answer this question. And so, Nyssa, we'll start with you on this one. Can you define the role, in your opinion, of a public servant?
That we are a liaison between the public and the government, right? So we are in service really to the public. That's the definition of what you're saying. And so it means that you hear out, you listen, you observe what your, you know, voter base, your constituents, the residents of your community are saying they want and need. And then you try to, you work to help it be enacted and reflected in the policies of our government and it, whatever limitations that, you know, includes. So in my understanding, it is a liaison job where you're an advocate for your voters, your constituency. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. And so over to you, Bill. We'll ask you kind of the same question. Go ahead and for us here and for our listeners, define, in your opinion, the role of a public servant.
You know, I think that's a great question, and more people need to be asked that one. Whenever I think about being a public servant, I think, you know, our job is to help people, right? And so it's also kind of in that do no harm sort of thing, you know, process. And so to help people, it could be something as simple as, you know, helping the little lady cross the road, or it could be helping them keep their buildings running and operational and make sure that this is good for our kids for generations to come. So what can we do to help people? And that's just innately ingrained in me. That's why I do service work. I like helping people. And so I think that, that really it's helping people.
All right. Well, I think we have a little time to squeeze one more question in before we take our break. And I'll go ahead and Bill, we'll start with you. So that is, if you had to name just one issue, and I know this is going to be difficult for both of you, because there's a lot of things that the assembly deals with, and there's a lot of things that the community faces that they will bring to the assembly. But if you had to nail down just one issue or had to ask answer for one, what, in your opinion, is the most important issue that needs to be addressed by the borough assembly in the next 3 years?
So there's some significant deficits in the bond funding gaps between what was initially sort of pitched and what the people voted on, and kind of where the economy is now. And so I think that we need to look at sort of how we're going to get to this point of producing and providing what was promised.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rich, for sharing. All right, Nyssa, same thing over to you. Most important issue, in your opinion, that you believe should be addressed by the assembly over the next 3 years?
Wow, that is a really hard question. I think you know, a high level view. I know I'm not sure the specifics here, but the land that we live on is really important to us all. It's important to our economy, and it's why we're all here, really. And I think that the overarching issues like the leachate in the dump and items that are affecting, you know, our salmon and our forests and our rivers, those are the ones that are the most important for more than 3 years. But yes, 3 years.
Well, thank you very much for sharing, Nyssa. This is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm Nick Sorrell. Let's continue with our Borough Assembly District 5 candidates, Bill Elam and Nyssa Savage. In our first break, or in our first segment, we asked our candidates some questions about why they were interested in running for the Assembly, how their past jobs and education contributed to what would make them a ideal candidate for the assembly, some of the positive impacts they've had on the community, and how they view the role of a public servant. In this next segment, we'll kind of continue on with questions along those lines. So we'll start off with Ms. Savage for this first question. And that is, what particular issue motivates you to want to serve in the Kenai Peninsula Borough as an assembly member?
There isn't one. It's not one issue that brings me here. I think that if you're asking what's important to me, I think being able to attract families and get them to stay is really important to me. I think that really hinges on what education looks like here. And so I am pretty stressed about the 13 million budget deficit, 13 to 16 million budget deficit in the school district budget next year. So that is really important to me. I want us to solve this, and I want us to find a good solution that can be long lasting.
Thank you. Bill, same question to you, but instead of as far as a question that you would want to would make you want to serve as the first time, serve the Kenai Peninsula as an assembly member, what is one issue that motivates you to want to continue serving as an assembly member?
Yeah, no, there are several issues out there. The budget deficits and working on depoliticizing some of the spending and strategies that go around are definitely kind of things that are important to me as well. In our position on the assembly, there's really nothing that we can do specifically about that budget gap. That's a state budget gap because it's a BSA-related item. And so we've been funding them at the cap or near the cap, above 90%, for a long time. And so, you know, I would like to make sure that we're making sure that those funds are going properly and being used in, you know, in the areas that they need. But, like, we got a ton of calls about folks that were on the pools and everything. And those are important, right? But the state needs to chip in their funding. And so we need to reach out to our representatives and senators and stuff to help make sure that that stuff is being taken care of there.
Thank you. All right. So next question here. And this one is related to the activities that are performed by assembly members. And for you, Bill, it's going to be one that is related to things that happened while you were a part of the assembly. And for you, Nyssa, it's going to be a question regarding what would you have liked to have seen on the assembly had you been on there the last 3 years. So we'll start this one off with you, Bill. And that's going to be, were there any ordinances, resolutions, or issues that were enacted while you were in office that you disagreed with? And if so, please explain.
So right out of the gate, you know, and I'm not trying to take any shots at any of my fellow assembly members, but I did not like how the appointment of the mayor went. We didn't have enough code to have any real teeth behind it to make a decision based off of what was in code. But we did an appointment, and I think it worked out the best for the borough because, you know, Mike Navarre came in and he really kind of helped stabilize that situation. But what I didn't like about it is that it came down and was appointed on a laydown resolution ordinance. And so I just wanted more public time, more people to be able to hear about it and to have that voice at the table so that they could just say, hey, I like this or I don't. You know, that mayor position is a strong mayor on a second class borough. So he's the executive leadership. So that's like having a new CEO and just saying, here you go, guys. You know, and so I just wanted more public time.
Thank you. So over to you, Nyssa. The question then is, were there any ordinances, resolution, or issues that were enacted by the assembly over the last 3 years that you disagreed with, and why? And if you were on the assembly, how would you have liked to have seen them addressed?
No, I have been really impressed with the work that the assembly has done. I am very proud of all of them. I think it's hard work, and there's a lot of nuance in there that you can see. Most of the assembly members are working hard for everything that comes across. And I definitely agree with Bill that that is an issue, sort of the way that the mayor is, it's a managerial position here in the borough, and we need to really look closely at sort of, I'm going to use SOPs as the term, but we need to have a system in place that lets our whole government run no matter who the mayor is. And I think that's something we should focus on pretty quick here.
Thank you. Well, we're going to take a quick break here in just a moment for some news. But what I wanted to say is that thank you very much for the first half of this forum. And as we discussed ahead of time, some gentler questions. When we come back, we'll be getting into some more ordinance specifics, some of the things that the assembly has done recently, and get your thoughts and your feedback on that. So this is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Live from the KSRM studios on KB Road, KSRM 920 AM and 92.5 FM presents Decision 2023. Tonight we feature the candidates for Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly District 5, Sterling. In studio are candidates Bill Elam and Nissa Savage. During tonight's forum, you'll hear their opinions on the issues that matter to you. And now, here's your host for tonight's forum on KSRM, Nick Sorrell.
Good evening. Let's continue now with our Borough Assembly District 5 candidates, Bill Elam and Nissa Savage. In the first couple segments, we talked about what the candidates brought to the table and what they felt like would make them the ideal candidate for the position, and gathered some thoughts on what they liked that the Assembly had done over the last 3 years and some of the things they'd like to have seen done differently or some things they would like to have done had they been on that. In this next segment, we're going to get into some of the issues that were specifically confronted by the Assembly over the last 3 years, more specifically in the last year. So we'll start off and we'll go with Ms. Savage for you to start. The issue of salt brine on the roads has been a heated topic amongst members of the community. Critics have cited its corrosive effects on vehicles and have repeatedly called for the Assembly to autonomously end its use of the salt brine mixture on winter roads. The Assembly is not, however, and it seems to be in favor of waiting for the DOT to complete its one-year minimum review of the calcium chloride mixture. Do you support this choice by the Assembly? Why or why not?
I only have a cursory understanding of the damage that is done to the vehicles and to the degree that it causes our vehicles to be dangerous. I think we need to take this very seriously. And I do wonder why it was not clearly answered in the last assembly meeting, why we continue to use it. Without the study done, we don't have the answer to say, hey, we've saved this many lives. Statistically, we can't tell that to see if this brine mixture is working or is it not working as better than the sand salt mixture we had before. So I do think I support pulling it out of use. I'm not sure that I strongly support that without more information. But until the information is available about lives being saved or not, maybe we just don't do it.
Thank you. Bill, to you, do you need me to repeat the question? I know it was a long one.
Or
okay, so have you been in support of the Assembly's movement to support the DOT one-year review, and why or why not?
So I've been in talks with the folks that are showing up at the Assembly, and I've also talked to Mike, and so I have a draft resolution already penned, and so I've talked to Sarah Vance and with Ben Carpenter as well about some of the issues, and then talked to Mayor Michicki. And so actively, everybody is concerned and wanting to take the whole thing serious. Myself, personally, I defer to expertise, right? So I'm not a road expertise person. And so they're saying that, you know, one thing, but then the other experts are saying we've got mechanical failures of safety systems. And so I take that safety really seriously. And so I'm prepared and ready to do it, just kind of, you know, right there on the cusp of making that happen.
Thank you.
Issue.
Understand. Thank you. So moving on, and we'll get one more question in here. The Borough Assembly chose, and we'll start with you, Bill, for this one. The Borough Assembly chose to pass a resolution in support of the State Board of Education's resolution to restrict biological males from competing in girls' athletics. Some criticized this action by the Assembly as unnecessary, citing that it was an issue raised by boards of education and that the Assembly was stepping out of its lane by taking time to draft its resolution of support. How do you respond to that criticism?
I co-sponsored it. And so I do feel that it was something that was important to do. I think that, you know, when we start talking about public service, you know, it was well within our lane of travel. And I think that as a community, there has been a significant number of folks that have approached me. You know, what can we do? And then once the state was having conversations about it, once the Board of Education was the state Board of Education, you know, we wanted to express our support for that. And so I know that, you know, it's kind of a sensitive topic, and I want to be respectful of everybody because, you know, more than anything, I don't feel like having a lot of these conversations in front of a microphone is necessarily the thing. But I also really want to make sure that, you know, the girls in our sports and women that have fought so hard for so long to get these areas of protection, that those are respected as well. And so I want to take care of that.
Thank you. Nissa, over to you. Same question. Do you need me to repeat it?
Yes.
Okay. So the Borough Assembly chose to pass a resolution in support of the State Board of Education's resolution to restrict biological males from competing in girls' athletics. Some criticized this action by the Assembly as unnecessary, citing that it was an issue raised by boards of education and that the Assembly was stepping out of its lane by taking time to draft its resolution of support. How do you respond to that? Do you agree with that criticism or disagree, and why or why not?
I do agree with the criticism. I think that we have so much more on our plates, and that was not necessarily an urgent matter that needed to come across, and I'm not sure it ever would be, although, you know, there is certainly a potential. And I think that, you know, I'd have to research to understand more whether or not it's literally outside of the lane to the letter of, you know, the law, how the Assembly is or isn't responsible for that. But I think that time spent on other issues is more important to me, you know, preserving sort of the safety of our dump. I'm just going to say that again, would have been more important to me than, you know, males competing in female sports. Thank you.
Thank you. Get one more question in here. It's no secret, and we'll start with you, Nissa. It's no secret that the flooding along the portions of Kay Beach has been a major issue for residents of those areas. The Assembly has appropriated money to mitigate the issue and taken measures to investigate the effectiveness of those measures, and yet many still feel the action taken, specifically the pace of the action by the Assembly, hasn't been enough. Do you believe the Assembly should have done more? If so, what else would you have liked to have seen done? If not, why do you believe the Assembly's present action on the flooding issue is sufficient?
Listen, this has been, you know, over a decade long issue that has been a lot of finger pointing between some of the residents in the area who have done things like put in airstrips and dug some ditches, and, you know, the borough, who has, you know, notably not had drainage on the roads in the area. So it's complicated, and it's been ongoing for so long. I think that the length of time, the fact that this was an issue a decade ago, is really important to remember. You know, we're seeing Mayor Michicki right now point the finger at the size, the expansion of Kay Beach, and that is a state road, and you have issues that are so complicated. They involve private land, borough land, state roads, and Kenai land. This isn't going to get solved quickly. Pretending like it is isn't reasonable. So hang on. It'll be a while.
Thank you. And then, Bill, over to you. Do you need me to repeat that?
The specific question, please.
Okay. So it's no secret that the flooding along portions of the Kay Beach has been a major issue for residents of those areas. The Assembly has appropriated money to mitigate the issue and taken measures to investigate the effectiveness of those measures. And yet many still feel the action taken, specifically the pace of the action by the Assembly, is not enough. Do you believe the Assembly should have done more? And if so, what else would you have liked to have seen done? If not, why do you believe the Assembly's present action on the flooding issue is sufficient?
So first and foremost, I think that we have a significant issue over there that's been known for a long time, that we've got some flooding problems over there. It's not really within the lane of the powers that the borough has been granted by the people. And so we have road service areas and we have flood service areas. So the Seward area has a flood service area over there, and we have powers to work outside of the road services over there. But then in this particular case, with this one, we have powers over the borough-maintained roads. And so I'm not trying to be passing the buck here or anything, but the So we appropriated money for the studies and to try to work through things, but we haven't actually appropriated money to fix the problem because we still don't have the problem identified. And so I know that the mayor is still working with the state and kind of going through that process. And this is a giant issue. So I'm very supportive of helping the families over there. And if there's anything that we can do to make sure that people's sewer and water isn't having a problem, they're flooding, like it needs to be fixed. But I think the community over there might need to look at having a flood service area put over the northwest corner of the Kenai Peninsula.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we are going to give our candidates an opportunity to pose one question to one another. This is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Welcome back to KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920 AM, 92.5 FM, and RadioKenai.com.
Good evening. I'm Nick Sorrell. Let's continue now with Borough Assembly District 5 candidates Bill Elam and Nissa Savage. In the last segment, we discussed issues specific that the Borough Assembly has addressed over the last year or so, and candidates had an opportunity to share their input, both as an incumbent and as a challenger, on their opinion on those issues and how they feel they could have been handled better or how they liked how they were handled. Starting off this last segment here, what we're going to do is I want to give the candidates each an opportunity to ask one another a question. And we'll start off with our challenger, Ms. Savage. What is a question that you would like to pose to incumbent Mr. Elam?
Sure. Bill earlier mentioned related to the bond funding gaps. I think he was referencing the Soldotna Elementary replacement. And I did hear in the last assembly meeting that the, the cost is going to be much higher than what people voted on already. So I was wondering what Bill thinks we can do about that.
Great. No, that's a great question. And honestly, I don't have a good answer for you. There's a significant gap. I think there's a couple of options that you can have there. Either get creative with trying to figure out how we can get some of this funding gaps bridged, or you have to start looking at what's the rest of the projects that we had delivered out to the public, and do we need to potentially kind of go back on this a little bit and go back to the public? Because originally, whenever the bond initiative was put out, it was said that there was over $250 million of total deferred maintenance across all of the buildings. And so Soldotna Elementary was one of the larger items that was a highest priority for the school district. And so the other option is we start looking at ways to come up with some cost savings. But, I mean, it's like $15 to $20 million worth of cost savings. I mean, that's a lot of cost savings. I don't know where you're going to find that.
And, Nissa, we'll turn it back over to you for 30 seconds to just respond if there's anything you wanted to add or in response to Bill's answer.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. I see how maybe reprioritizing is one option and the other is cost cutting. Thanks.
Thank you. So Bill, over to you now. One question for Nissa.
Throughout the process here, I've heard you mention that, you know, kind of education focus. And so I was wondering, from an assembly perspective, what would be some things that you hope to accomplish there specifically with the limited powers that we have on the assembly? Because one of the things that I learned as I got in is that really we don't have much power. We have a lot of influence and we can, you know, threaten with funding, but we don't have like the red line ability to cut a budget. Just here's the whole budget, or here's no budget, or here's a counteroffer. And so what kind of influence would you have over the school district?
Thanks. I think that, keeping clear channels of communication is really an important way to work with the school district. I think when we talk about what power we do have over the budget, it really is headcount, students in classrooms, and students enrolled in our homeschool program that the borough sponsors. And so there is opportunity there to have an effect, have some impact from the assembly. And a lot of that might just be encouraging opportunities for better public outreach related to the schools. I think you mentioned it already, depoliticizing some of the school funding issues and encouraging parents to enroll their kids. It's what we can do. Also, finding ways to attract families here will help our school budget. So thanks.
Thank you. Bill, back over to you, 30 seconds, if you would like to respond at all to Nissa's answer.
Thank you for the answer. You know, I guess I would just reply back that, you know, over the last 3 years, I've been the liaison to the school district, and I have found that really those relationship buildings and, like, what I've been able to build over the last 3 years, the rapport that you get with everybody and you kind of get in the loop with everything has probably been the most valuable tool that I've been able to use in helping myself to actually better understand the things that are going on there. And so that's kind of, you know, some of the reasons why whenever I look at funding and homeschooling and options, you know, I think that some of those choices that parents have particularly allow them to be brought more in. And so when we look at school districts like Galena up there, we're able to bring in a lot of that money back here by being able to offer some more diverse programs that would allow more families to be in. So
thank you. Well, we're getting close to the end of our forum tonight, but before we do that, what I wanted to offer you each the opportunity to answer one question, and I know it's a difficult question, but it is an important question as a candidate to be able to answer, and that is, and we'll start with Bill, but what is it that makes you a more qualified candidate for the assembly seat in Sterling than Nissa?
You know, that's kind of challenging because I actually don't know Nissa particularly well, so my apologies. I think I represent the Sterling and Funny River districts quite well. It's just natural for me. It's a very conservative community, and I spend a lot of time out getting to know everybody. I'm at every public event and, you know, getting to know everybody. So it's like anytime anything is going on, I'm trying to be there and to be a part of that. I think the things that, you know, make me potentially more unique there is that I am, I suspect, a little more conservative. And it's a pretty conservative community. And I think that particularly, even though I'm tech savvy, being there is really important to the community and being in the conversations with everybody. And so it tends to be an older community in a lot of places.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. And Nissa, I'll turn it over to you. You have 30 seconds to respond to Bill's answer.
Yep. I'm just at different public events. I haven't seen Bill where he also doesn't see me sometimes. So that's fine. And I appreciate all of Bill's work. So I'm not going to rebut his answer. I thank you, Bill, for being there.
Okay. And so then what we'll do now is we'll kind of do the same thing, but we'll just flip it. And so Nissa, we'll turn it over to you. And again, no, it's a tough question. It's one that is important for candidates to at least consider. And so we'll ask you that same one. What do you believe makes you a more qualified candidate as the challenger attempting to take over that seat? What makes you more qualified for the assembly than your opponent?
Let's see. I have a long history in leadership that dates back to when I used to be, you know, a captain on sailing vessels and other vessels. And now, in the role I play, helping CEOs and CFOs make high-level decisions in their businesses. And I think that I have a particular talent for looking at items at the, you know, at a high level and being able to find the grounding at the detailed level and marry those two items into success. And I think that my skills are really the only difference between Bill and I. We do not share the same skill set, and that's it. So I think that because I have experience in that type of leadership, that I will do a different job than Bill has done.
Thank you. And Bill, back over to you. 30 seconds to respond to Nissa's answer.
No, I guess I don't have too much of a response. You know, I've owned everything from a small business to worked in enterprise corporate, T-Mobile and Lowe's, and I've poured concrete and You know, one of the things that I think I bring to the table is a very wide platform from everything from, you know, all of the retail construction that went on for 3,500 locations at T-Mobile to data centers to just right down here at the hospital helping people. And so I get to help people sometimes in their worst conditions, you know, wheel in a wheelchair and help them. And so it's one of those things where I've really wide in my skills and experience.
Well, thank you. Well, that brings us to the end of this Borough Assembly District 5 forum. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. Each candidate, you're now going to have 30 or 60 seconds for closing remarks. So whatever you would like to say to the community, elections are upcoming next week. Nyssa, we'll start with you, 60 seconds of closing remarks.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. I want to encourage anybody to vote. I know that my husband is headed to sea tomorrow, and he has already cast his votes, and everybody should show up for that. I think it's really important to not forget, not be too busy. Please come and vote for me or vote for Bill. Just vote. And you can reach me with any further questions. I'll make myself available for you. It's best to call. My phone number is 603-978-2796. Please reach out. Thanks.
Thank you, Nyssa. And Bill, over to you. 60 seconds, closing remarks.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for hosting. That's, you know, first and foremost, I think it's important that we let the community know. And, you know, Nyssa, thanks for running. I think it's really important that people get out and be involved and, you know, stay connected and know about these issues and stay up on everything. And so, again, I'm available if anybody wants to talk, get some coffee, whatever the scenario is. It's going to be a low turnout, you know, potential election, you know, as a assembly member headlining. That's kind of a challenge, right? You know, so I think every vote's going to count, and that it's important that people get out and let their voice be heard. And again, stay up on the current topics there. You know, it's really important things for us to know. All my information's on all the socials, on your guys' website, 907-690-4339 is my cell. Like I said, coffee, whatever it is, you like what I'm doing, don't like what I'm doing, love to hear from you.
Well, thank you, candidates. We have gotten to the end of our time here, but as we have said to start off the forum, we'll be hosting another forum here coming up at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. We'll have District 3 candidates Peter Ribbons and Adam Bertoldo joining us. They are running in for the District 3. That's Nikiski. And I just want to formally extend a thank you to Bill Elam and Nyssa Savage. Thank you very much for joining us in our forum tonight. It was a pleasure having you. And again, I'll repeat what they both said at the end of their closing statements, and that is to the community, get out there and vote. That's the one thing that is one of our most sacred rights as Americans, is the right to vote. And don't waste that opportunity. And local elections and local decisions are the things that will impact you more than any other political decision almost on the spectrum. And so getting out and being a part of local elections is very important. And so we encourage everyone out there who's listening and everyone who's not, if you are listening, go out there and share with them, tell them, encourage them, get out and vote. Elections are on October 3rd. Please do that. So thank you very much, Bill Elam and Nyssa Savage, for joining up us this evening. And coming up next hour, we will have Peter Ribbons and Adam Bertoldo joining us. And if you have any questions about candidates, you can go to our election hub at radiokenai.com to visit that. This is KSRM's coverage of Decision 2023 on KSRM 920, 92.5, and radiokenai.com.